Chapter 4. Investment Principles. Investors may dip their toes in the waters of the metaverse via a wide variety of stock, virtual land, NFT, and cryptocurrency choices. Companies in the real world that are working on setting up themselves in the metaverse are another option for investors. Bloomberg Intelligence estimates the metaverse's worth might reach $800 billion by 2024. Cryptocurrencies in the metaverse have recently been two of the most intriguing markets to put money into. These two, however, are compatible with one another. Metaverse crypto, also known as metaverse cryptocurrencies, is a way to invest in digital currency in the metaverse. In the metaverse, they might take the form of coins or other digital assets like NFTs. Tokens for use in the metaverse may be bought using cryptocurrencies such as Mana for Decentraland, Sand for Sandbox, or Engine for the Engine game, ENJ. Investors may buy MVR tokens on any major cryptocurrency exchange. You may profit by trading these items among users in the metaverse and then using them to buy products and services in the real world. However, directly purchasing NFTs and other assets carries a higher risk and a more volatile experience. Another direct investment is acquiring virtual land or real estate in the metaverse. In 2022, it is predicted that metaverse real estate sales will reach $2 billion, with investors shelling out millions. Axie Infinity is now one of the most well-known metaverses. It is worth keeping in mind that not everyone is cut out for the risk that metaverse investing might entail. It is also not a clever idea to put all your eggs in one basket, meaning the limited number of firms currently running in the metaverse. You should diversify your portfolio and invest in the metaverse following your risk tolerance. Should you put your money in the metaverse? We have covered the best methods to put money into the metaverse, so now, let us talk about whether it is a worthwhile investment. Since the metaverse provides users with a novel interaction method, it is often cited as one of the finest long-term crypto investments. Non-crypto firms have also proposed concepts based on the metaverse. Roblox is one of the most well-known firms in this space, since it offers a place where kids and teens can play games together. Upon its first public offering in March 2021, Roblox Corporation was recognized as the first ever metaverse firm, and its stock price later increased by more than 133% in the subsequent 9 months. The creative incorporation of metaverse ideas into the Roblox platform significantly influenced the company's meteoric prominence. Some of the most outstanding firms to invest in the metaverse may also be solid bets because of their exposure to the cryptocurrency market alongside crypto-based ventures. Blockchain technology, decentralized finance, DeFi, and NFTs are all examples of fields that have seen explosive development in recent years. Many people are drawn to risky ventures mainly because the potential payoff from a successful initiative may be enormous. However, investments in the metaverse still have a considerable amount of volatility. Given the relative youth of these exchanges, it is difficult to predict how prices will change over the longer term, which is much easier to do with stocks. Methods for choosing profitable investments in the metaverse. Like how you would find the finest cryptocurrencies, there are several methods for finding the most promising projects in the metaverse. Here are descriptions of several of the most common methods. Select new assets. Finding promising new initiatives is a common strategy among metaverse financiers. Battle Infinity, the new metaverse project, seems like an excellent opportunity for investors who want a piece of a rapidly expanding platform. Battle Infinity is the kind of project that takes ideas from other works in the genre and gives them a new twist. The fantasy sports league in Battle Infinity is ideal for fans of football, cricket, basketball, the National Hockey League, and more. At the same time, the tokenized reward system will appeal to many users. These features are why this endeavor is one of the year's most fascinating opportunities. Consider companies related to Metaverse. Metaverse investments in the equities market are helpful for one who would not like to deal with the volatility of cryptocurrencies. Most established companies are adopting Metaverse concepts, and this trend will continue. Using the Metaverse, more companies will implement strategies to increase customer engagement and satisfaction. Passive income potential. Investing in Metaverse projects with passive income potential may be the way to go if you are looking for a strategy to produce a return and profit from price appreciation. Market players are increasingly turning to crypto staking to earn passive income inside the cryptocurrency market, and the practice is showing up in many different Metaverse ventures, including Battle Infinity. Make use of social media. To reach many potential retail investors, many of the best projects in the cryptocurrency industry are increasingly using social media platforms for their marketing efforts. A growing number of investors are using YouTube channels to learn about promising new Metaverse companies. Real-time updates on exciting projects may also be found on social media sites like Twitter and Reddit. Additionally, these forums often have a well-rounded conversation, allowing prospective backers to see the project's strengths and weaknesses. Review the roadmap. In conclusion, investors may choose promising Metaverse projects by studying their white paper and plan. White papers and detailed roadmaps are strong indicators of a project's probable success. These two elements decide a project's longevity, since they tell supporters what to expect in the following months and years. How to invest in the Metaverse? In 2021, the number of times the phrase Metaverse was brought up in board meetings and earnings calls skyrocketed, signaling that investors were beginning to take note of this new multi-billion-dollar investment opportunity. There are two ways the Metaverse has changed the economy. The first is via the introduction of blockchain, which offers an alternative investing tool. And the second is through the introduction of whole new asset classes. Decentralized and immersive, the Metaverse is run via a blockchain-based governance system, also known as a Decentralized Autonomous Organization, or DAO, and 3D visuals and experiences on the front end. For a decentralized Metaverse to function, many users must have a personal stake in its success by buying the platform's native cryptocurrency token. Concisely, financial activity is crucial to the health and growth of a Metaverse. The cryptocurrency tokens offered by today's leading Metaverse platforms are in great demand among investors. Unlike in the real world, investing in crypto in the Metaverse does not restrict you to a specific place. Those living in countries or regions without a developed stock or capital market may find this a very lucrative option. When considering how to put your money to work in the Metaverse, consider the following. Metaverse games and NFTs. The most prominent method to make money in the Metaverse is to invest in Metaverse games or the top Metaverse NFT projects. High-profile initiatives like Decentraland and The Sandbox have driven this sector's meteoric rise over the last year. However, many new, lesser-known initiatives often appear to build on the achievements of their predecessors. Metaverse games are, concisely, virtual gaming environments that exist in the Metaverse. These gaming projects help because many of the most significant Metaverse currencies are included as native features. The ability to immerse the player is a significant selling point for these games. Anyone who has watched Ready Player One by Steven Spielberg will have a solid picture in their heads of what Metaverse games include. They provide detailed third-dimensional settings where users' customized avatars may interact with those of other players. It is a novel approach to socializing that seems destined to grow in popularity in the post-pandemic era. Play-to-earn, P2E, methods are a significant draw for gamers, and several underappreciated cryptocurrencies are active in the Metaverse gaming niche. These systems enable players to be rewarded in-game with virtual cash. This means gamers have a fun method to make money from their abilities. Recently, the press has taken notice of Battle Infinity, a game set in the metaverse. Incorporating a fantasy sports league into the metaverse provides avid sports fans with a new avenue to engage in competitive strategy and play. The Battle Infinity native token, IBAT, is used to pay out all awards. For these and other reasons, Battle Infinity has caught the attention of many investors who want to profit from the game's eventual expansion by buying shares. The Battle Store is one of them, since it offers a variety of player versus player, P2P, games to players, increasing the opportunity for reward. Metaverse NFTs. The newest and most fascinating trend in the cryptocurrency business is metaverse-based cryptocurrency initiatives. Serious money has been put on the line by some profoundly serious investors and companies in this new digital world. The most innovative NFT collections provide access to metaverse environments, yet finding the most compelling NFT creations may be daunting. Nonetheless, we have done the legwork for you and found a few of the NFT metaverse's most fascinating endeavors. Tamadoge. Currently set in the Tamiverse, Tamadoge is an NFT game with plans to expand into the metaverse. Players on this blockchain-based gaming platform advance in the rankings based on how far along their virtual pet has progressed. When it comes to the Doge ecosystem, Tamadoge is more than simply another currency. Players spend NFTs on their dog's food and accessories. Players may have fun while also earning prizes by caring for virtual pets. Those that have taken care of their pets will win the most money. Battle Infinity. The designers of Battle Infinity, an NFT fantasy sports game, took care to include plenty of features by fusing the metaverse with gaming. Players may not only form teams and compete for prizes, but also use virtual reality headsets to explore the metaverse and interact with other players in real time. A six-platform game that includes Battlestake, Battle Arena, and Battleswap, it is one of the greatest metaverse games in 2022. However, participants must buy IBAT, the platform's token, to participate in this ecosystem. Gamers may use Battleswap, a service that allows them to trade in their platform for real-world money. The worldwide staking system, which rewards platform users for their participation, is funded partly by transaction fees. Battle Infinity's pre-sale was sold out only 24 days after its introduction. The game's price has significantly increased, thanks to listings on trading platforms like PancakeSwap and LBank. Battle Infinity is valued at $40 million and is expected to rise when new listings are added. Souls of Nature. This new NFT initiative called Souls of Nature intends to shake up the existing metaverse order. As of 2022, it is also among the most promising utility NFT projects available. The Metaverse Animal Avatar Collection includes 9,271 NFT creatures. Using Unreal Engine, Souls of Nature aspires to shake things up by providing players with a one-of-a-kind adventure. Souls of Nature plans to provide customers with a one-of-a-kind, fully immersive experience by incorporating innovative technology into the development process. This first-of-its-kind HD metaverse will put the player on a mission to save a threatened universe. MetaCity. MetaCity, part of Humans of the Metaverse NFT, HOTM, has numerous enjoyable activities. Individuals may construct on top of the virtual plots that make up the collection. MetaCity's almost infinite potential may be attributed to the fact that users may create their own experiences using the Sandbox and Decentraland. The Sandbox. One of the best-known metaverses is the Sandbox. It has caught the attention of notable people in the crypto world, as well as major corporations. The Sandbox is home to a vast array of NFTs, from wearables to parcels of virtual real estate. Besides the initial setup, the only real restriction in the sandbox is the player's creativity. The sandbox is a vast virtual playground where users can experiment with everything from NFT metaverse casinos to interactive games and carnival attractions. This adds much replay value to the sandbox and offers players a greater incentive to invest in sand for the long haul. Decentraland. One of the sandbox's main rivals is Decentraland. It is built on a remarkably similar framework, and it, too, provides access to a virtual environment powered by NFT Metaverse. We have a great tip on where to buy Mana, Decentraland's currency. Over 100,000 non-fungible tokens exist in the Decentraland ecosystem, including clothing items and land parcels. Akin to the sandbox, users may buy plots of land and create custom content there. Decentraland, in contrast to the sandbox, has a little more business-like atmosphere due to the more sizable number of enterprises that have made it their home. Townstar. Like the top-rated Farmville series, Townstar is a competitive agricultural game on the blockchain. Gala Games developed this game for the Ethereum network about making a farm out of non-fungible tokens. Given that one of Zynga's, the company behind Farmville, co-founders created Townstar, its popularity is not surprising. Suppose Townstar can attract even a tiny percentage of the 600 million individuals who play agricultural games every month, as claimed on the game's website. In that case, it will quickly become the most popular metaverse crypto game available. DeFi Land. DeFi Land is another attempt to recreate the appeal of agricultural video games. Although most crypto games need players to shell out a substantial chunk of money before they can start playing, DeFi Land offers both free and paid choices. Users are rewarded in-game for various tasks, and they utilize these rewards by unlocking additional game content. In addition to its play-to-win features, DeFi Land exaggerates multiple staking methods, enabling users to manage a wide range of assets in a unified environment. Land parcels in DeFi Land's virtual environment have been auctioned even though development on the game's metaverse features is still in its infancy. Users will soon be able to construct and improve their plots like what is possible on Decentraland. Metaverse Crypto. Metaverse crypto lets you invest in the metaverse. These tokens were created specifically for use in metaverse-based applications. These tokens have several benefits, including transactions, staking, and governance. What follows is a more in-depth examination of these points. 1. The native token of a given metaverse may typically be used to make purchases in-world. Users may buy things like Axie Infinity and then use tokens to buy more Axies to use in the game. As a result, the currency used to pay off sellers is metaverse crypto, which can be traded for other forms of digital money. 2. Staking refers to temporarily locking up cryptocurrency tokens to increase the platform's security. Token holders on many metaverse platforms may earn a return on their investments by participating in a staking process that benefits the platform's larger ecosystem. 3. Decentralized Autonomous Organization, DAO, structures are used by several metaverse initiatives, giving token holders ultimate control over the platform's direction. Token holders, in the most exemplary crypto DAO initiatives, may vote on governance ideas. Proposals with the most votes are implemented. This list is incomplete, since metaverse cryptocurrencies may be utilized in numerous ways. Since they are often listed on the most reputable crypto exchanges, they also make investing in the metaverse simple. Thus, tokens allow investors not already involved in a certain metaverse to get exposure to that metaverse's development. For instance, in November of 2021, Axie Infinity's AXS tokens were worth more than $164. The Mana token price increased by more than 110% at the beginning of the year, benefiting early Decentraland buyers. Finally, during the Battle Infinity presale, investors in the metaverse may purchase IBAT tokens to get exposure to the project's development in the following weeks and months. Lucky Block. Lucky Block Platinum Rollers Club NFT is not strictly part of the metaverse, but it may offer you big prizes quickly. This is one of the cryptocurrencies that is skyrocketing in popularity, and the big rewards are a big part of it. Owners of the native token, LBlock to ARK, have already been shown to benefit in several ways. Lucky Block NFT owners are automatically entered into a daily lottery with the possibility of winning 2% of the jackpot each day, equating to an extra $10,000 annual income. When their ticket is picked, the owners of the rare coins might win twice as much. Being one of the only 25 copies made, this is an exceedingly rare and vital chance. The winner can also get $1 million and the most incredible vehicle in the world, a Lamborghini Aventador. The Sandbox. It has been 10 years since The Sandbox's first game. They are gradually shifting their attention to the metaverse. To put it another way, not only may players purchase plots of land, but they can also construct permanent structures on them. Even though The Sandbox is meant to be a game, it depends critically on the usage and exchange of NFTs. The local money is called sand, but you should also be aware of land and assets. Land is a non-fungible token that symbolizes ownership of a parcel of land. Assets are virtual items that may be traded with other players and used to build the in-game environment. It debuted at a low cost, with a single token selling for just 0.051 cents at launch. At the end of 2021, it increased in value by a staggering 16,000% and can now be purchased for the low price of $8.44. Axie Infinity. If you are a Pokemon fan, you have undoubtedly heard about Axie Infinity. It is a video game built on the Ethereum network. Axies are a monster you will be tasked with developing throughout the game. Each Axie has its own set of abilities, values, and rewards, and its look, which may be used as an artistic outlet. Breeding your Axie allows you to experiment with different configurations of its physical components. Furthermore, the players may amass these creatures and use them in combat. Land parcels are likewise tradable, with each parcel being NFT in nature. The startup company set out to build a gaming community where gamers could have a fantastic time. The most appealing aspect is that the more time you put into it, the better the payoffs. Smooth Love Potions, SLP, are one of the game's two tokens. The other, Axie Infinity Shards, AXS, is the game's native token. Each AXS cost just 15 cents when they first went on sale 2 years ago. The cost increased dramatically during the last year, reaching $165 at year's end. Decentraland. When discussing how well-liked something is, Decentraland undoubtedly catches our eye. It has been around for 4 years, and the Ethereum blockchain is at its core. Decentraland is one of the top metaverse cryptos to invest in this year, due to its player customizable avatars, in-game player-to-player communication, and open-world design. The game's native currency, Mana, can be used for all purchases and transfers within the app. It may seem far-fetched, but real estate and property in the Decentraland game may fetch prices far into the hundreds and millions. Plots of land in Land may be purchased both in-game and off-market as NFTs. Within the game, you may buy and sell things with other players. The game's mana currency cost just 2.5 cents at launch, but by the end of last year, it had risen to $5.90. In addition, if you have mana, you will get access to all the innovative work on NFTs. Metaverse Real Estate. Metaverse Real Estate offers a new take on property ownership and rental arrangements. Metaverse initiatives that let users buy virtual land are a good option for those interested in investing in metaverse real estate. Since its 3D world consists of over 90,000 plots of 16 by 16 meter land parcels, Decentraland is one of the most renowned projects that offer this feature, called Land. Land is an NFT that can be acquired with either Ethereum or Mana, Decentraland's native currency. As in the real world, location plays a crucial role in land value. Genesis Plaza in Decentraland was worth $13,000 per acre in 2021. Metaverse real estate may be expensive in certain circumstances, as shown by the fact that these plots are merely 16 by 16 meters. An estimate puts the total amount of money made from selling virtual land in the metaverse in 2021 at over $500 million. The advantages of virtual property ownership for investors were a significant factor in this. Investors stand to gain both from price appreciation, caused by the project's growing popularity, and rental income. As expected, renters pay a fee to use someone else's virtual plot of land. The Battle Arena of Battle Infinity uses this system, allowing players to rent territory and place advertisements on it. This is done by buying digital billboards using iBat. Since this land is still a collection of pixels inside a 3D environment, metaverse real estate investors must ensure that the land they acquire has intrinsic worth. But several NFT land projects have proved that if you invest wisely in this sector, you may reap substantial financial rewards. Buying land. Due to the exact requirements of Bitcoin, purchasing land is the next best investment option in the metaverse. Some forecasts anticipate the market will surpass $1 billion this year. After establishing a digital wallet, the user may choose from among the many growing metaverse platforms, investigate their structure and available parcels, narrow in on the exact parcel they want, and complete the transaction. While the procedure is simple, investing in virtual land is riskier than investing in pure-play crypto tokens, since virtual property's value relies on several unforeseen variables, including the rate of development on neighboring parcels. Renting metaverse buildings. Prefabricated buildings are an alternative to purchasing property, since they may be occupied immediately after purchase. Someone, or some company, for instance, may rent a shop in the metaverse and stock it with 3D models of their physical goods. Any industry, from retail to the arts and entertainment, may benefit from this investment strategy. However, admission is difficult since the required initial investment is significant. Value creation in the metaverse using this strategy requires acquiring a vast area. Purchasing metaverse stocks. There is $118 billion worth of platforms in this arena right now, and research suggests that this number might grow by as much as 39% over the next 7 years. Finally, we will go over metaverse stocks as a viable investment option. Investors more comfortable with the equities market than the cryptocurrency industry will find many opportunities in the metaverse stock market. The finest equities in the metaverse may not provide direct exposure to the expansion of any platform, but to the industry's growth. For instance, former Facebook spin-off Meta Platforms is now heavily invested in virtual reality and the development of metaverse ideas. Finding enterprises operating in the metaverse to invest in is an uncomplicated way to spread risk and avoid being overexposed to any venture. NVIDIA is a common choice since their hardware is employed in many ongoing metaverse initiatives. NVIDIA's bottom line and share price will benefit naturally as the metaverse grows and more projects use the company's processors. Companies working in the metaverse tend to be underestimated, and many well-established businesses are interested in experimenting with concepts connected to virtual worlds. Partnerships with companies like Decentraland and Roblox have helped propel Nike to the forefront of investment opportunities in the metaverse. Investing in metaverse equities may be an excellent way to expose yourself to the sector's development while avoiding direct commitment to any project. In addition, buying equities is often a more user-friendly experience for newbies to the market than buying cryptocurrency. Meta Platforms, Inc. Mark Zuckerberg's feelings about the metaverse were the impetus for Facebook's recent rebranding to Meta. From his perspective, it was the future of online interaction and lifestyle. Since this is the case, Meta Platforms, Inc. is working on developing solutions that will facilitate communication and real-world experiences across mobile devices, VR headsets, and other in-home gadgets. There are primarily two user types on this site. To begin, Family of Apps, FOA, is a social media-focused brand. FOA is concerned with Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, and other similar platforms. The other branch is known as Facebook Reality Labs, FRL. As a research division, it investigates AR and/or VR technologies and their effects on users' devices, apps, and media. Also, the firm has agreed to spend $50 million on creating a responsible metaverse. In addition, the platform held a virtual gathering in late February 2022 to talk about making the metaverse the best virtual experience possible via advances in AI. Microsoft Corporation. Microsoft is among the gigantic fish in the computer industry that has explicitly stated its intention to participate in the metaverse. It is releasing a bunch of stuff to improve people's virtual lives. Microsoft's product offerings include business and consumer-oriented software and hardware, designed to streamline everyday office tasks. Recently, it has been investing in both enterprises and individual metaverse. HoloLens is one of Microsoft's metaverse offerings. It is the company's first-generation augmented reality headset. It makes it possible to interact with 3D holographic objects as if they were real. A new, improved version was released in 2019, and it is not only in medicine and the arts and academia that it is finding applications. It is being used in a wide range of fields. The Mesh for Microsoft Teams product is one of Microsoft's most recent metaverse offerings. Mesh, stated at an event, would allow users to participate in meetings virtually by utilizing unique avatars and fully immersive environments. Roblox Corporation. Roblox is a well-liked online gaming community among kids of all ages. About half of its users are under 13, spending about 11.8 billion hours each year using the service. Roblox is capitalizing on the metaverse, and its ambitions to become a dominant platform are gaining traction. Roblox also caters to many kids who never leave their houses because of its immersive online nature, and the company is working hard to maintain them as players as they age. Roblox is doing more than just providing users with a place to play games. It also allows programmers to make their games and share them with the community. This distinguishes it as a one-of-a-kind 3D gaming and socializing hub. NVIDIA. NVIDIA is a technology firm that develops GPUs. The firm's integrated circuits may be found in PCs and video gaming consoles. NVIDIA has taken a keen interest in the virtual realm in recent years. As a result, the company has developed a suite of metaverse products that lets users create 3D representations of the real world. The company's beta version of Omniverse, which it promotes as a platform for merging several virtual worlds into one, was released in October 2020. NVIDIA uses Omniverse for designing and developing digital 3D models of physical construction projects. It runs on NVIDIA RTX and Pixar's Universal Scene. Unity Software. Unity Technologies created the Unity game engine, which may be used with several platforms. It is available online and on most computers, mobile devices, and tablets. As of late, it has been showing much love for VR systems. With its game engine and Weta Digital purchase, Unity is also making headway in the metaverse. The company is known outside the video game industry for its devotion to the metaverse and its various partnerships. In 2021, Unity and eBay collaborated to provide sellers with a 360-degree perspective from which to display their wares in a fully immersive and lifelike 3D environment. To develop digital twins, or 3D simulations of physical items, Hyundai Motors has collaborated with the software development company Unity. The car manufacturer is boosting efficiency and conceiving novel ways to enhance manufacturing by employing the virtual environment. Autodesk. Autodesk is a market leader in application software, serving a variety of sectors with design service tools. Industries such as AEC, product design and production, and media and entertainment are included. The film and video game industries may use Autodesk's modeling and rendering services. It also makes a wide variety of application software, including AutoCAD, AutoCAD LT, 3ds Max, Inventor, AutoCAD Civil 3D, Maya, Revit, and Computer-Aided Manufacturing, CAM, solutions. Autodesk has partnered with The Wild to provide their extended reality, XR, technology to the architecture, engineering, and construction, AEC, industry. XR is a hybrid form of AR, VR, and MR. Metaverse ETF. Metaverse exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are a new financial instrument investors may use to invest in professionally managed, stock exchange-listed equity portfolios. ETFs are like mutual funds because they pool together comparable company stocks to create a single asset that offers consistent returns. However, ETFs are distinct since they are traded using a specialized fund manager who ensures the fund's superior market value is always maintained. Most ETFs need an initial commitment of $1,000 or more, and stock market knowledge is highly recommended. Over the last year, many ETFs focused on the metaverse have appeared. These include the Roundhill Ball Metaverse ETF, the Subversive Metaverse ETF, and the ProShares Metaverse Theme ETF. Roundhill Ball Metaverse ETF. Roundhill Ball Metaverse ETF is among the most effective metaverse ETFs available in the modern world to produce a fully immersive virtual reality experience. With the aid of the performance monitor, it is meant to provide access to the metaverse. Computation, networking, hardware, and many more fall under its seven umbrella categories. The Simplify Volt FinTech Disruption ETF. Those interested in profiting from the rising value of metaverse technologies often turn to the Simplify Volt FinTech Disruption ETF. By using VR, it utilizes a clever alternative to generate portfolio convexity. The goal is to have a small number of businesses dominate the fintech market in the post-internet era. Subversive Metaverse ETF. The Subversive Metaverse Exchange Traded Fund is an integral part of the metaverse infrastructure. This fund is actively managed and invest in publicly traded companies that provide goods and services in the digital economy. Firms working on metaverse-related innovation can be included in any investment portfolio. ProShares. Access to the virtual reality environment is the primary goal of ProShares Metaverse ETF. As it develops, it may assist in monitoring a forward-looking index created to seize great chances. eToro Metaverse Life Smart Portfolio. Crypto investors can diversify their portfolios by purchasing equities and other securities in addition to cryptocurrency. With the eToro Smart Portfolio concept, the eToro Metaverse Life Smart Portfolio provides meta investors with entirely allocated exposure to different market topics. It offers a broad portfolio of investments free of management costs and other expenses. Evolve. The Evolve Metaverse ETF provides a cutting-edge virtual reality experience in 3D. It is the first metaverse ETF in Canada. It is well known for offering shareholders a varied portfolio of firms involved in creating the future of the digital world using metaverse technology. Horizons Global. One of the newest metaverse ETFs, Horizon's Global Metaverse Index ETF aims to duplicate an index's performance as closely as possible, while maintaining its value after fees and expenditures. It is well known for constantly striving to reverse any portfolio exposure to U.S. dollars into Canadian dollars. It aids in providing advantages from adopting and employing metaverse technology for the modern digital world. Defiance ETF. Defiance ETF's suite of thematic ETFs is becoming more popular as it allows consumers and institutional investors to express a particular stance on the dynamic industry. It is a registered financial advisor and ETF provider specializing in themed investments. Fount. Fount Metaverse ETF provides investors with a novel way to track the progress of businesses developing goods for use with metaverse technology. It may follow an index of up to 50 different stocks. This may introduce potential investors to companies positioned to benefit from the anticipated expansion of metaverse technology. First Trust Index. The Index Metaverse ETF tracks the Index Global Metaverse Index. The primary objective of First Trust Index is to capitalize on the development of the new digital world by purchasing virtual reality and metaverse-related stocks.